Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, you might remember a good few months ago. I forget when the first one of these first did the rounds, but it was a whole conversation around EA bringing back various old properties, remakes of things, remasters of things. One of them, it made its way to one of their earnings calls where Andrew Wilson said they were exploring this idea of bringing more stuff back. And that sort of, you know, gathered quite a bit of steam. And over time, it turned into the idea that Dead Space was the thing that was coming back. Now, two things to focus on. One is from last Friday, where Windows Central's Jeff Grubb chimed in and said that the established IP they were looking to bring back, he sort of teased it by saying that they're looking forward to seeing it if we're not dead by then, which, you know, 2021 energy in full. Yeah. And then the most recent thing is Gematsu, alongside the likes of Eurogamer and other reporters who have sort of followed up on this, saying the thing that's coming back is Dead Space, but they wouldn't say whether it was a remaster or a remake, whatever was happening with it. The most recent thing is from Gematsu, who weighed in and said that actually it's a reimagining of the franchise. And the developers that are attached are EA Motive. Now, these are the dudes that helped co-develop and co-make Star Wars Battlefront 2 from 2017. And then their own game, the only game that they've done other than that, is Star Wars Squadrons, which is the first-person only, you know, dogfighting, aerial dogfight game, which makes me think that Dead Space, the reimagining thing, is actually a first-person thing. And the only other thing to throw in here is that I was thinking back on the way that EA handled their studios and the fact that, you know, they always want all of their in-house teams, all of their teams under their umbrella to use DICE's game engine, to use the Frostbite engine.
Yeah.
And they forced BioWare to use that engine on Mass Effect Andromeda. I'm pretty sure they were forced to use it on Anthem as well. Point being, though, that that engine is built for first-person games, and when it was applied to third-person stuff, it all went sideways, especially in Mass Effect Andromeda's case. So, for me, all signs point to a Dead Space being reimagined in first-person. What do you think?
That is a very interesting wrinkle. I didn't even think about the whole Frostbite gimmick, because, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, there were so many horror stories when BioWare was using it specifically, trying to make this engine, which was made, like you said, for DICE's first-person shooters, you know, Battlefield in particular, make it work in a third-person space. And like you said, EA Motive have worked on Battlefront 2. They've made Star Wars Squadrons, even though Battlefront 2 is partly third-person. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's heavily leans towards the first-person gameplay. So, you know, they're going to be familiar with it. They're going to have that knowledge. They're going to be, hopefully, be able to take it into a Dead Space reimagining. The fact that it's not a sequel, the fact that it's something completely different, I think does make sense. You know, if they were going to do a straight sequel to Dead Space 3 or whatever, and without visceral games, that would feel weird. It would give it like a bad taste in your mouth, at least it would for me, because the way that Visceral went out of business, the whole business with Visceral in EA, to me, that's still like a pretty open wound. I still don't necessarily forgive them for that.
No.
But I want to see more Dead Space. I want to see more done with this IP. And hopefully this new studio can come in, do a reimagining, maybe put it in first person and deliver something of maybe more of a spiritual sequel than a straight, you know, Dead Space 4. That said, I know there is one person in this call who is not a huge fan of first person shooter games. So how would this rub you, Scott?
Wait, no, I'm a massive fan of first-person shooter games. I just think it depends how... I'm not a fan of first-person platforming, if I'm going to differentiate
stuff. Right.
But that wouldn't be anywhere near Dead Space. The thing that this makes me think of is Alien Isolation. It makes me think that you could do an Alien Isolation-style slow crawl, corridor-crawling horror, but with occasional little bouts of, you know, action. Because I wonder what strand of Dead Space they take forward. Because, you know, over the years, you know, Dead Space 3 has been reapproached a little bit, but obviously all the microtransaction stuff, the way that game rolled out, all the way that they sort of tried to steer into the Gears of War stuff and make it more of a cover shooter and all that kind of thing. I wonder on EA's side, do they view Dead Space as an all-out horror game, or do they try and tap back into, you know, some of the more Dead Space 3 stuff, or even in Dead Space 2, and start pulling in, it's kind of looking at the competition and going like, well, you know, Resident Evil 7 and especially 8, you know, has a very much an action strand through it. It's quite, even yeah. RE8 is quite arcadey in spots, totally. In terms of just, you know, different weapons that you're being given, different powers and things like that. And I kind of wonder if that's what they do. Like, do you think, like, is it, for me, this is a way to split the difference. You can have your slow corridor crawls, and then occasionally you can do a set piece, but for the most part, you'll be exploring one of the ships in, you know, like, more methodically than you, or you should be exploring it quite methodically for all that horror stuff to work as well.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, if I was doing it, if it was going to be first person, I think you would take the Resi 7, or probably more specifically the Resi 8 style route, because to me, Resi 8 is such a great blend of, like you said, the slower, more horror-driven scripted moments. You know, not without spoiling anything, there is a moment in a specific house where you don't have weapons that is incredibly scary, but that's contrasted with, you know, these all-out fights towards the end where you're taking on wave after wave of werewolf. And it still works. It's still, you know, engaging. It's still suspenseful. It still has loads of tension. And for me, my favorite game in the Dead Space series is Dead Space 2. And that is way more action heavy than the first game. And even some of the, you know, some of the older Resident Evils and the stuff that influenced it. And I thought that got the balance like so well. That was like a proper roller coaster ride. You know, it's an old point, but it's essentially the aliens to Dead Space's Alien. You know,
totally.
It upped the action. It upped the kind of sense of scale, but it didn't lose what made the original so special. It didn't lose the atmosphere, it didn't lose the world in the way that Dead Space 3 did. So for me, I'd essentially like to see the template that they took with Dead Space 2 grafted onto this first person perspective.
I think as well, like, I mean, one of the big selling points of Dead Space that I feel like they didn't fully capitalize on was all the like limb targeting stuff. And you know, you could sort of take out like some necromorph's legs and some part of it would crawl after you, which is very Resident Evil. To bring it back to the thing that you said earlier, I've just realized what you meant when you said the first person thing. I have a whole thing about Resident Evil, telling the audience. I have a whole thing with Resident Evil where I prefer Resident Evil 2 and 3 remake over 7 and 8. I just think that for Capcom, I think they do third person horror better than anybody else. And I think that is kind of like the mold for horror that I would personally prefer. But there is something, like, I mean, because I mentioned Alien Isolation, there is something inherently quite interesting about a first person Dead Space. Like, do you bring the helmet, like the hood elements? Do you make it look a bit like, you know, the, what the hell is that Star Wars game with the Republic Commando? It's like,
That's
do you
it.
Do that whole thing? Do you sort of, or Metro Prime even, like, you know, do you sort of capitalize on that? Have the, you know, the visor cracking as you're being attacked and stuff like that? Like, I think there's a way to do it that would feel fresh, but also kind of brings enough elements from Dead Space in. I guess, do you think there's, I don't know, anything for them to avoid? Like, if they go too far down the action route, that might just lose what Dead Space even is.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, even if they don't bring back any of the characters, even if it is a total reboot / reimagining, I think you've got to put the focus on that kind of like limb removal, like you said, because that was so distinct in the original game. And the plasma cutter as a weapon was so versatile, you could do so much with it, that I feel like you've got to at least bring that back, the kind of methodical approach to combat where you're not just going for headshots. You know, these creatures move in very unique and specific ways, and you need to kind of neutralize that before you're completely overwhelmed. It's interesting that you mentioned the immersion stuff, because while first person, you know, on paper does make a horror experience more immersive, like the original Dead Space trilogy, like, did so much with grafting hood elements into the world of the game. Like, it's still revolutionary for the way it put Isaac Clarke's health on the back of his, you know, suit, for instance. And you could see that visually, the fact that your ammo counter would pop up on your gun when you aimed it and stuff. You know, it tried to, you know, put all of these hood elements diegetically into the game. And I hope you don't lose any of that when you do go into first person. I hope you retain that element of immersion. So for me, I wouldn't like some kind of visor gimmick, but who knows? Man, like, it still might be third person. They might do a mix. Like, that's the kind of beauty of it, because EA Motive is such an unknown developer. Like, I think they can essentially do whatever they want. There are, at least for me, I don't feel like there are any kind of expectations of what they're going to deliver at this point, even though I do think you're right, that first person is a very good educated guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. I think the one thing that obviously we'll know is that it'll look gorgeous. Like the one takeaway thing from Star Wars Squadrons, even if you didn't necessarily jive with its gameplay, was that it looks absolutely stunning. Like, I mean, the Frostbite engine is ridiculous. That thing that DICE have put together is just one of the most impressive visual engines of the generation, and I'm curious what the hell that looks like going forward. So apparently we're going to get getting more information at the EA Play event, which is at the end of next month. I think it's the 22nd of July. So just stay tuned. Hopefully, if Dead Space is first person, you heard it here first. If it's just a remake of the or a remaster of the original trilogy, Mass Effect Legendary Edition style, then even that should in the long term lead to something new along the line. It's very rare that a company puts out a chunk of remasters if they're not leaning into something at some point in the future. So yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of a first person Dead Space, and what do you want from the franchise going forward. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com,
and we'll catch you next time. Bye
bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.